Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready for the big playoff game in 3 days, and of course, three more to win it all. Let's talk to Dave right now. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Mr. Kelsey.
What up, Dave?
How you guys doing?
Awesome.
Mr. Kelsey, your documentary on Netflix, man, was really eye-opening and heartfelt. Thank you for sharing your family with us and all those inner workings of what you go through. Man, you are that dude.
I appreciate it, Dave. I really do. That was a fun thing to put together. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. And so I just want to address all the crazy cats in this area, man, because I need to be hyped for this game coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? So my stepdad, a great man that he was and big Eagles fan, he taught me never to come in a situation from like a diminished mind state or a fearful mind state. So I don't care if I got to fight the biggest kid on the block. When I come into it, I'm coming with the idea that I'm going to beat his ass.
There you go.
I'm not coming into it with the idea that he's going to maul me. So I'm really sick and tired of hearing about what's in the other guy's toolbox. I'm really sick and tired of everybody being afraid of this guy.
I don't think many are, Dave. I don't think many are in this case.
Man,
he's trying to ramp him up.
Just let him go.
Stop interrupting, Dave. He's on a roll.
Go ahead.
As much as I get on the radio and hear, oh, I'm afraid of starting from game one. Oh, I'm afraid of Green Bay. They do this well. And no. Here's my favorite. If the Eagles keep playing this certain way, the better teams are going to beat us. Oh, yeah? Who? Lamar Jackson, who? Burrow, who? Who's going to beat us? We're the bullies. We got to talk from the standpoint of we're the bullies, baby. Whether it's your stadium or our stadium, we're going to shut the windows and close the doors, turn the lights out. It's night-night. Everywhere we go,
well
man.
Done, Dave. Yes, well Dave. Done, sir.
Dave.
Well, well done.
I'm not talking from the standpoint of they need to be afraid of us.
Yeah,
LA
baby.
Rams, you're going to do your kindness, LA Rams. With everything you're going on, your brothers are Philly. We love you. We're going to knock you in the mouth and send you home so you can deal with your personal issues because we love you and we're kind like
well
that.
Well done, Dave.
Hell yeah,
that's
Dave.
A nice way to put it.
Yeah, Dave.
Sidelines so you can go home and deal with your issues, man. And the last thing I'm gonna say,
All right, Dave.
We need Dave in the locker room before the game.
That was good.
Like a freaking heck of a pregame speech.
That was good.
I've never heard of a fan manufacturing all of this slights and arrows.
Right.
I know teams do it all the time.
Right.
But then you're like, well, nobody's really done that. And we're like, shut up. Let him go.
That was great. Well done, Dave. Great, great phone call. All right, Jason, we could have snow. Sounds like we probably will. This stuff always... changes. You can have more, you can have less, you can have none.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're saying about an hour before kickoff. Playing in the snow. So first off, your personal experience, what it does for the game, and then secondarily, your sense of the impact on this game with this matchup. Snowball, obviously 2013, your most famous one. Give us your thoughts.
Well, obviously it depends on how much snow, right? Like if it's just like a little bit, it really doesn't affect the game at all. It really doesn't affect it until the ground is covered in it and it starts to affect traction. I love snow. I love snow games. I love playing in them. I love spectating them. I love being in the stands. I think it's one of the beautiful things about football is that you play the game on the day, and whoever's better on that day wins. And it does impact the game, for sure. It definitely makes a difference. And I just have always loved it. And, you know, typically, like, if it's snowing, it just puts you in the mindset of, like, being a kid again, and you're out there with your mm-hmm. buddies. And, like, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and, you know, we would, the moment snow's on the ground, everybody's playing tackle football because it just hurts less. And it's, I don't know, it was just.
It really does hurt less. Yeah. It feels like it almost encapsulates you and, like, shrouds mm-hmm. you and protects you. Yeah. But it feels, I don't know, maybe, like, we ice ourselves after games maybe to, like, deaden some of that pain and keep some of the inflammation out. It's almost like it's free ice. Like, God is sprinkling us with stuff that makes us hurt less, and then we're going to go take it out on each other. And it really does feel like you can lay into people just a little bit more. And it's like the perfect feeling hit every time. I don't know. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but I love the warmth, the extra warmth of the hit when you get tackled in the snow and you hit the ground, and it really does shroud you and augment you as a player for some reason.
Yeah, there's some weird, like, primal instinct, I think, that just, like, hits you when you're in the snow and, like, you're in this, like, survival, like, mode, and you're out there with your buddies.
Oh, man.
It's just a very invigorating feeling.
There's more glee.
Oh, my
There's
gosh.
More joy. It really does transport you back to when you're out in the backyard. So there's that, like, the extra, holy cow, I've got to appreciate this because it really is what it's all about.
Well, so ultimately, Jason, I want to get the answer from you. Does it help or hurt the Eagles in this situation? Let's listen to something Rex Ryan said yesterday on ESPN. He's referencing, of course, his dad, our beloved buddy Ryan, who, you know, 30, 40 years ago, I mean, he was the guy around here. Here is Rex Ryan talking about Buddy, talking about football, talking about snow.
My dad used to say, hey, when the snow flies, man, the most physical team wins. Philly, slam dunk.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great quote.
Is he right? does it benefit the Eagles? Does it hurt the Eagles? Because I've heard different arguments. I've heard that. I've also heard through the years that snow and weather can help the lesser teams because wacky things happen. So how do you size this up?
I mean, it can help the lesser teams or it can hurt the lesser teams who are more prone to accidents. But I think it's definitely true offensively. The team that is more physical in the game plan, that is better at, like, running the ball and doing things like that, is going to be to the advantage. Like, I think speed is going to be more neutralized and brute strength is going to be more magnified. You brought up the 2013 game against Detroit. I would say, like, that front was about as physical as I've ever seen in the NFL. And I thank God every day we played them in the snow. And Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley were wreaking havoc. And we got to play them in a game where they could not get their footing. So I think snow is to the advantage of the offensive line.
Does that hurt the Eagles' defense in a game like this where they walk in with the superior defense?
It could potentially.
Like, far superior.
They're not going to run the ball like that.
But if we're talking about, like, pass rush, like, if you go back to the Super Bowl, that we lost, like, a bad field that you can't get traction on hurts a pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
As an offensive lineman, I always loved rain games and snow games, partially because my job was just going to be easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys are going to be able to get on an edge less. They're going to be able to, their explosion isn't going to be the same.
Yeah.
And it's their job to beat me. A stalemate is my win. Mm-hmm. So I think that the team that can run the ball better is typically going to win, but it will neutralize a great pass rush, which the Eagles do have right now. Potentially. It might not. It depends on the amount and all that. I do think it's harder to throw the ball in the snow. I mean, we played Matthew Stafford in that 2013 Detroit game.
That's right.
And they had one big throw early on to Megatron, and then after that, it was about it. Like, you just couldn't. I mean, I should remember going out there and looking at the secondary, and Detroit was wearing, like, their white and silver uniforms, and you could not see the safeties. Like, it was that much snow
That's
coming
crazy.
Down.
Like, you I'm really like, can't I see the safeties.
Don't, like, I can see a shape of something that I think is a safety, but I have no idea who's over there.
How do you track the safeties jockeying when you can't see them?
Exactly.
They really are disguised.
Yeah. That's great, man.
So I think their team is much more predicated on the quarterback, like, throwing the ball as a dropback passer. And in general, I think those offenses are hurt more with conditions like this.
That's great.
So
love it.
That's my opinion. Yeah.
Love it a lot.